The black carriage trundled to a halt in the cloying twilight, the horses stamping their hooves uneasily against the dusty cobblestones. A man descended from the carriage dressed in a black riding jacket and stovepipe hat.
"I've travelled a very long way to be here tonight, Pendleton. I hope you haven't wasted my time."
A smile twitched at his host's mouth.
"This way, Lord Brixby,"
Pendleton said, motioning with his crackling torch.
"I think you'll agree this time spent to be far from a waste."
Pendleton led Brixby around to the side of the estate to a tent hidden in the manor's shadow.
"We found something," he said, pushing aside the flap. "It's unfathomably old. Older, perhaps, than even the great lizards. I had it returned here for our study, at no small cost to myself."
Brixby shouldered past Pendleton, and then he froze with a gasp.
"What is it?"
Now Pendleton's smile had spread to his eyes.
"She is our answer. The answer to every question we have ever asked. Why humanity is here. Who we are. How we achieve transcendence."
Pendleton placed one hand on a petrified scale.
"When you listen closely, you can actually hear her whisper dancing in the wind."
A hush fell over Temple Secundus's gathering as the old man entered the outer court. Raymond Haas stood there, breathless, as this pillar of the Golden Dawn opened his mouth to speak.
"Today will be the culmination of years' worth of labor, study, and faith. Faith in the ascendancy of man, and in the power of the mind. Today we commune with humanity's mother and swim in the sea of consciousness. Today begins mankind's golden dawn."
Yeah! Cheers erupted amidst the assembled supplicants. Pendleton led them into the inner court, then Haas and his fellow guard, Turner, closed the golden double doors to seal them in. Haas felt a pang that he would not be a part of the Golden Dawn, but someone needed to keep the others safe. Someone needed to protect what was being built within. Surely, when the time came, their efforts would not be forgotten. Time passed. Day became dusk, and dusk became evening. Haas heard vague sounds from within, but nothing he could specifically pinpoint. The relief shift never came, and so Haas and Turner stood sentry into the night. At last, Haas found his eyes closing, and he dreamed. Haas jolted awake as something thundered into the far side of the golden doors. Then he heard the screaming.
"Oh, what is that?"
Haas launched to his feet, his adrenaline rushing. Turner was gone. Haas was all alone in the outer court. The screaming had stopped by the time Haas muscled open the golden door. The sight and the smells that greeted him inside doubled him over as he vomited. The remains of men and women were smeared on the walls and along the floor. Two people caught his eye. Their corpses now shared one abdomen like a macabre plus sign. Haas found Pendleton at the laboratory's altar. The old man was somehow still alive, though just barely. His eyes were bulging from his face, caught in a permanent expression of abject horror.
"Lord Pendleton,"
Haas cried.
"What happened?"
"The old mother,"
the old man croaked.
"Oceans of minds."
Then a hand crawled up his throat and pushed out of his mouth, and Pendleton's words ceased. Haas wiped tears from his eyes.
"It's all right, Lord Pendleton,"
he rasped.
"I will continue the work.
I'll uncover what went wrong here today. I will usher in our golden dawn.